Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Lev Kuf Dal. Pick him on Kuf Gimel, Beis Bada Baal, Mada Peis Bada Mishtan. Bada Mishtan. We're going to talk about now the Kohanim getting the or, getting the hide of animals that are no good. Kol HaKotzim Sherbem, Psul Kodom Lev Shetan. If it becomes a little before they're skinned, Ein Or Sen Lekohanim, the or does not go to the Kohan. Understand, the or is very chashiv. You can do a lot of shtick with the or over there. All right, so it's not for you. La'achav Shetan, but after it's already skinned, Or Sen Lekohanim goes to the Kohanim. Amar Abchini, that's kind of Kohanim. Yamai, from all my days, Lori Isi Orsi Yotzele Beisa Srefa. In all my days, I never saw a hide being taken out to the place of burning. Rashi explains, we're going to see in the Gemara, what he means to say is that he never saw an ore that was stripped from a carbon before being burned because of afterwards a psul. Amar Bikiva Kiva says, Midvar of Lamadnu, Shamavshit is a bachor vinim satrefa. If you go and you skin a bachor and you find it's trefa, Sheyeosu akhanim ba'oro, and the Kohanim can get hana from it. Chamomim Ainzel in lo, Ain lo ra'inu ra'aya. We have not seen this lashon. If we haven't seen, that's not a raya. Sorry. Just because you never saw it doesn't mean it never happened. Ella Yeta Bisa Shrefa is getting taken out to the base of Shrefa. It was obviously disqualified before it was skinned, and therefore, right, and therefore it has to go and it can be burned.
When it says, whenever the Mizbech doesn't, there's a previous Mishnah, right? It says, whenever the Mizbech doesn't acquire the Ola's meat, the Kohanim don't get the hide.
It implies, even if the hide was removed before Zrika and before the meat was invalidated, Mani, who is that going like? Rabbi Elazar v'Shimini. He says that the dam of a carbon doesn't affect this idea of ritzoi acceptance for a skinned hide as an entity by itself. Rather, even after the hide has been removed, its heter depends on the meats, whether it's meruta or not. Ema seifa, okay, but let's look at the seifa of the Mishnah. Yeah, he said in the Mishnah, kol ha-kotchim sherbem psula kol dam shetan ein orasein lekohanim. All kotchim, where there is a psul before Havshata, ain't our selling coin, doesn't go to the coin. Lachav shetan or selling coin, afterwards it goes to the coin. Asan the Rebbe, so we've gone, according to this, we came to that which Rebbe says. The Amar, Hadam Ratza La'or Bufayatzo, says that the blood affects the Ritzoi for skin hide as an entity by itself. Reisha Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Sefer Rebbe. Refract the Gemara, is that what you want to say? At the first part of the Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, and the second part is Rebbe.
We don't like to do that. The Reisha one, the Sefer someone else, some Rabbi, me the Sefer Rebbe, from the fact that the Sefer is Rebbe, Reisha Nami Rebbe. So a valid Zrika would matir the or that was removed before the meat became a psul. So why does the previous Mishnah say that the Kohanim do not get the height of an offering that is invalidated before Zrika? Because Rabbi says the skinning doesn't happen before Zrika. So this is never going to come to a case like that. Rav Amar, another answer.
The other way. So even a hide that was removed before the meat psul would not become mutter to the Kohanim through Zrika. My Kodom Hefshit. What does it mean when it says the words before Hefshit? Beep, turn the page. Kuftal Amalaf. Oh my. Acher hefshit, what does it mean before? What does it mean after? Kodem shenir ulehefshit, acher shenir ulehefshit. It means before they become fit for skinning, and after they become fit for skinning. My Rebbe Umay, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. The time runs to the Brisa, Rebbe Omer. Hadam eratzela or b'fnei aso. The blood affects acceptance for a hide as a entity by itself. Kishu and mabasa, but when it's still attached to the meat, then nolad bo psul ba bein kol mizrika bein achir zrika hari keyotz. But then it becomes like it. Rabbi Elazar v'Shimon Omer ain't hadam eratzela or b'fnei aso. Doesn't work like that. Kishu and mabasa was with the flesh, nolad bo psul kol mizrika. If there's a psul that happens before the zrika, harayu kayotze, but then the hide is treated like the same as the meat. Achas zrika, what happens after the zrika? Hortza basar, cha'a achas. In the case that the meat was accepted for at least a moment, yafshitenu va'or lekohanim, one can skin it, and the hide goes to the kohanim.
Lema, should we say that the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, commifically, that this machlokus here is actually another machlokus of Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua, so the base of the time runs on the baisa. Vasisa losecha basav ha'adam. The pasuk says you shall pour him an ola offering, the meat and the blood, that's on the mizbech. Rebbe Yeshua omer im ein dam ein basar. If there's no blood, there's no meat. That means, right, if the dam of the Ola is possible, you can't throw the Mizbeach, then the meat of the Ola can't be burned on the Mizbeach. Imein basain dam. And similar, we flip it. Then if there's no meat, there's no blood, meaning if the meat of the ola was lost or couldn't be given before Zrika, then we don't go ahead and put the dam on the Mizbech. There's blood, even if there's no meat. And even if the meat is lost, whatever, there's still dam. Pasuk says straight up, that you have to go ahead and pour it on there. Okay, if so, the matam lomer v'asiso l'sech ha-basav adam. Now what do you do with the pasuk that says the meat and the blood, which sounds like the blood and the meat, they work together. Lomer l'chaz, come to tell you, madam bezrika ha-basav bezrika. Just like the dam is put on the throne, so too the meat is also thrown. That's how it works. Holomata, you learn from here, she revach yesh ben keves l'mizbech, that there was a space between the ramp and the Mizbeach, as we saw already, we saw earlier, Dav Samach Beis and Mabeis. Lema man damer hurtza k'Rabbi Elazar. Let's say the one, meaning Rabbi, who says that the skinned hide gets his merutza, is accepted, even on its own, it goes like Rabbi Elazar, right? He says that it's the dam is thrown even without the meat. O man damer lo hurtza k'Rabbi Shua, the one says not, it's like Rabbi Shua, that works, they work together. Says Gemara, Alib Rabbi Elazar kulei amalo pligi. He says, now listen, according to the Rabbi Elazar, everyone agrees that the Zrika is going to matu the hide of the Kohanim, even though the meat is no good. Ki pligi, so when are they arguing? Alib de Rabbi Yoshua. According to Rabbi Yoshua, said the dam is not thrown when there's no meat. Man da amar lo hurtza k'Rabbi Yoshua, the one who says that the skin hide does not get murtza on its own, that once the meat is no good, it goes to Rabbi Yoshua, like we said. Man da amar hurtza, the one who said the hurtza, meaning Rabbi, who says that it does get murtza, even though the meat has been pasul, amalcha, he would say, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yoshua hasam el babasar. Rabbi Yoshua said only there, in reference to actual meat, the flesh, in reference to making the offering itself valid by throwing its dam in order to go and fulfill the chiyuv, the leka pseid of the kohanim, which doesn't have any loss of the kohanim because the blood is not thrown. The kohanim don't have any have no claim in the hide. Aval or, but when it comes to the or, the hide of an offering whose dam has been thrown, the ikap pseid of the kohanim, which does have a loss of the kohanim, I feel the Rabbi Shua moda. Even Rabbi Shua is going to agree that the dam is going to affect, is effective in mattering the or of the hide of the Kohanim, midid havid de'avid, right? This is like the din we said about Zrika, even b'di'avid, after the fact, right? If Zrika was done against the whole din over here, that the blood should not be thrown when it can't permit the meat. The tiny Wellington of rice and nitma basar, if the meat of the carbon became tame, o nifsal became pasul, o shiatzuch to climb or went outside the curtains. Rabbi Elazar, Omi Yizuk, Rabbi Elazar says that you should go and throw the dam, even though it's not going to matter the meat. And Rabbi Yeshua, my lo Yizuk, no, don't do it. Don't throw the dam, because the dam is never thrown unless it's going to matter the meat. Omod Rabbi Yeshua, Mzar, he agrees that if you did do it, then here, so then the taka would work. I'd say the same thing over here, like Rabbi would say that Rabbi Yeshua is masking that even in the case where the meat no longer is there, throwing the dam, even though you shouldn't do it, it's going to matter the hide to the Kohanim. Let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Chanina is kind of Kohanim. In all my days, I never saw a hide being taken out to the place of burning. Okay. Below, really? Hari Parman is Seraphim, is Irman is Seraphim. What do you mean? We have the inner bowl and then that are in the Parman is Seraphim, right, that are burnt, and the he goats that are burnt. And both of them are burnt out of Yishalayim, right? And they're taken out of the place along with their hides. No, what it means, what he meant is, he meant limitzvasam velo kamrinan. Limitzvasam lo kamrinan. We're not talking about ones that were taken out in order to go to their mitzvah, right? When he said that he never saw this thing being taken out to a place of burning, he was talking about one that had been taken out to be burned because of the fact that it was possible, and not the ones that were taken out as what's supposed to be done. In fact, the Gemara, kodem hefshet, but before the kodem zrika, but there are the carbonus's meat became possible before it got skinned and before zrika, and that thing is no good, and it's certainly taken to the place of burning. Why is he saying he never saw such a thing? Cholitz coming in. No, we're talking about a separated hide, not one that's attached to the meat, right? One that's separate. They never saw. Practically, my Ival Ika Acha Hefshet V'Kodem Zrika. What about the case if they have the carbonus whose meat became pasul after skinning but before Zrika? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Damer Ein Adam Ratzal or Befrei Atzvo. No, that goes right because we said we're going to court to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that the dam does not affect Ritzoy for a skin hide as an entity by itself. So why then did Rukhina say that no skin hide had ever been taken out of place of burning? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Svir, Rabbi Chanina, he agrees with Rabbi that if you have or that was removed before the meat became pasul, it doesn't become pasul. The or has become pasul
and it's considered good by the Zrika afterwards. So in that case, the hide would not be burnt. If you say, in other words, it's a field took my kirby, those of Rav Shimon. If you want to say it's like Rav Shimon, according to who, a skinned hide can become invalidated because of the meats of validation. Moder Mirebi, Shane Hefshed called him Zrika. He's masking that there's no Hefshed before the Zrika, right? Even Rebbe's getting masking such a thing. The same would be true also with Rav Lazar. And for that reason, the community never saw a skinned hide being taken to the place of burning. In fact, what about a case where you find there's a trefa in the internal organs, right? You find after there's a problem with them, and it's not figured out until after the hide was already skinned from the the blood was thrown. And since this is clearly something that was present in the carbon before the skin in the Zrika, the hide should also be burned, according to everyone. So why do you say I never saw that? And for the Gemara, Kasavar Nimsi Shrefa B'nei Ayin Maratza. He yells that even in this case, it's Maratza. Right? So therefore, the hides of this animals were never burnt. The economy can also learn this out. You can imply, you can see the inference from the fact that Gatani says in the Mishnah, Amar Bikiva midduvar of Lamadu, we learn from his words, Shamav Shita is a Bechor, Venim Satrefa, someone who does have Shatah on the Bechor, and he finds Satrefa, She Ye Osu, HaKohanim Ba'or, that the Kohanim can get Hanah from it. So, Sir Bikiva, according to him, there, Bechinina holds that the height of this thing could be burned, it's such, is not burned, Shema Amina, I, Ve'elamai, Kamash Malan, Rabbi Kiva, if that's what Rabbi Chanina, if this is really what Rabbi Chanina was saying, then what's Rabbi Kiva teaching us? And for the, right, Rabbi Chanina it makes clear that all hides are accepted if the psul was not found until after the skinning in the Zrika. So why does Rabbi Kiva say that in such a case of, that such is the din, the case of a Bechor? Bechor is just another example of Chanina's rule over here. Right, how come Ashlan has come to tell you a feel begvulin that the hide of Bechor is not puzzle, even if it's found to be trefa, even in the gvul, means outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Amar b'chiyah Abam Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Akiva, the halacha zek Rabbi Akiva, va'af Rabbi Akiva, and even Rabbi Akiva would lo amar ella kashitura mumcha. Even Rabbi Akiva says, didn't say that the coin can get the hide unless a Bechor was permitted by a mumcha, an expert of a lo hitur mumcha. But if an expert doesn't matter, lo, then it doesn't say that. Who argued and said that the animal is lemafreya, found it to be a trefa, right, before the skinning, then the hide also has to be burnt. And whenever you find that out, the timing doesn't really matter at all. Basar, yeah, the time doesn't matter, and yeah, okay, good. Zokta next, Heliga Mishnah. Parman Israfim, Asirman Israfim. Right, now we're talking about bulls that are burned and he goes that are burned. Now, this, we're talking about over here a special chatos karbanos, that the meat is not eaten, but it's burned in a special place outside of Yerushalayim that was known as Beis Hadeshen. And the Torah comes and tells us that the people who are involved in the burning of these things, they themselves become tame. And now we're going to go into those particular dinim. Let's take a look. Zok the Heliga Mishnah. Parman Israfim, Masirman Israfim, Zmanchim Israfim, Kimitzvasim, when they're burnt properly, according to what's supposed to be done, the Israfim, the Beis Hadeshen, they're burnt in the Beis Hadeshen, Umetamin Begadim, they're going to be Metame people, right, the Begadim, Ve'im Einim Israfim, Kimitzvasim, but when they're not burnt according to the way it's supposed to be done, Israfim Beis Abira, and they're burnt in the Bira, right, inside the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes in the Azar, or something like that, Ve'inim Mitame Begadim, and they're not Mitame the Begadim. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. When the carbon was done properly, right, that it was done properly, there's no psul over there, the Kohanim would carry the body out of the Azar on poles that they had on, you know, parallel to each other, and they'd burn outside Yerushalayim. Hayasovlin Oso Bemotos, they were going to carry on these poles. Yatzar Rishonos Chutz L'Chomas Azara, when the people that were in front, they were left outside of the wall of the courtyard. Right, those were on the first, right? They're carrying the front end of the poles. They came out of the courtyard ahead of those in the back. The Achronim Lo Yatzu, and those in the rear have not yet come out. Harishonim Metamim Begadim, those in the front contaminate their Begadim. Achronim Metamim Begadim Ad Sheyetzu, but the other ones don't become Tamim until they get out. Yatzu, once they go out, Elevela Metamim Begadim, once they both go out, both of them Begadim are called, are Tamim. Harishimino Me'enu Metamim, they do not Metamim their clothing atzi yutzas or berubin until the fire catches majority of the body of the carcass they're burning. Nitach habaser, once it has been decomposed, ain a serf mitam begadim, one who burns it does not contaminate his clothing. Zakti Gemara. My bira. What's the bira? Right? I'm a Rabbi Barchana, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Mokum she yesh bahar abayis a bira. There's a place on the har abayis. It's called bira. Veishlokas shomer kol abayis kula karbila. The entire place, the entire area of the Beis Hamikdash is called the bira. Shenemar habira sherechinosi. The bira that I have prepared. Right? The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Yes. Amrav Nachman Rabbi Avua Shalosha Beis Hadeshanim three places of ashes. Beis Hadeshan Gadol Razar. That was in the courtyard of this large place of ashes. Shasham Sarfim Psule Kachem Kachem. Over there they would burn the meat and the emurim of Kachem Kachem that were kim pasul. The emurim Kachem Kalim and the emurim Kachem Kalim as well. That became pasul. Uparim and Nisafim, Mesirim and Nisafim, and the bulls that are burned and the higos that are burned, She'ir v'hem, Psul, called them Zrika. Based on Desh and Achar, Yuva, Harabais, there's another one, Harabais, it's outside of the Azara, Shasham, Sarfim, Parim and Nisafim, Mesirim and Nisafim, She'ir v'hem, Psul, Achar Zrika, Psul, Ap and Ap Zrika, Uke Mitzvah, son. When they're done according to their mitzvah, and the burns is another place, Chutz to Shosh Machos, it's outside of the three Machos, outside of Yushalayim. Tani Levi Shalosha Bisadashanim Haim, Bisadashan Kodol Yabazar, Shalom Safim Sulu Kajam Kajam, Vemur Kajam Kalam, Uparman Safim Sian Safim, Sherebem Sul, Ben Kodon Zuka Ben Lachazuka, Obisadashan Acher Hoyabar Bias, Shalom Safim Parman Safim Sian Safim, Sherebem Sul Bitsiasan, Ukimitsvasan, Chusa Shoshamachas. That was done outside of the three Machanos. Pretty straightforward. Boyer of Yermia. Lina Maushitoil, Bapar Minisrafa, Mesir Minisrafa, is keeping the meat overnight, helping the psul, pasteling the meat of the bulls that are burnt and the he goats that are burnt. Mir Minan Ki, Mahanya Lina, what do we say? When does keeping part of it overnight make it possible? But Basar Dabar Chila, and some of the Bar Chila. But these bulls and these things are not, they're going to be burnt. Therefore, it's no such as Lina. Odilma Lo Shan, there's no difference between those two. And therefore, it is possible. And therefore, it's going to. And therefore, the Lina does take effect. Amareva, ha milsa ibari le labayas, of course, ibari upshatna, upshatna le meha. And I answered him from the following idea. Vashav and Shem, Chishav and Shimon and the Chamin or Maskin that if a coin had pigal intent during one of the blood of Odas, then ba'achilas parim with Sri Fasan about the consumption of them or burning outside. Shalos a klum, he didn't do anything. There's no pigle. My lav, mi the machshava lo pasla. Do we say just like the machshava is not going to pasla? Lina nami lo pasla. Lina is not going to pasla it either. So it's going to know. V'dumah machshava hu lo pasla. Aval lina pasla. Maybe it's only machshava, but lina will. Ta shema let's take a look. Parmi tzrafim siman tzrafim molim behen. The laws of Mila Parton want to become consecrated. Nishach too, once they're shechted, Hukshuli Pasal Tful Yom, then they become Hukshar to become disqualified if they get touched by Tful Yom, Mechusa Kippurim, Uba Lina, or the Zina. By love, Lina Basa, Lina's Basa, we're not talking about Lina's Basa here, and the Mishnah is saying straight up that the Psul does apply even to those Kabanos. Lo, Lina Seimurim, we're talking about keeping the Emurim overnight. I've home to Katani Seifa. But we can learn that from that which we learned at the Seifa, the Kulan Molin Bam Babi Sadesh, and all of them, the bulls, the egos are burnt. They're subject to Me'ila even after they've been put on the Beis Hadashin, until the meat has decomposed. Midi Iri, you have a raya for that, at the beginning and the end, it's doing the same thing. Seifa Basar, we can say Seifa Basar, and Rishimurim. Two separate things. Toshima, let's try again. Tani Levi, She'iru Behen Psul B'tziyasan. There was another place of ashes on the har, by the Temple Mount, where they would burn the bulls and the he-goats that were burnt, to which a psul happened after they left the Azara. My love, Lina, are we talking about here, Lina? Therefore, we say it does apply over here. It says, Lo, Psul, Tuma, Psul, Yitzia. It's two different types of psuls over here. That is that of becoming Tame or leaving the Azara. It doesn't necessarily talk about the idea of overnight. Bari, Rabbi Lazar. Yitzia, Ma'u, Shetolim, Aparim, Yitzrafim, Se'irim, and Yitzrafim. Leaving the Azara before the Zrika, is that going to be effective in disqualifying the bulls that are burned and the he-goats that are burned? Michael, what's the question? I'm Rabbi Yerubah Abba, Libidamanda, Amar Kontwan, who says That if Kachi Kalem leave the Azara before the Zrika, it's going to be possible. Adayin lo yigiyaz man lotzes. Then you come to time to leave. So mi amrina hani mili baser. Do we say that this din applies to the meat? The ain sof lotzes chova, whose eventual exit from the car, it is not a chiyav. Avahani, but these things, the bulls and the he-goats that are going to be burned. Sof lotzes chova, low. Right, it's a chiyav to leave low. Maybe the courtyard, leaving it early, does not disqualify them. Adum hachinami. And maybe you would say here too, that one of these bulls or here goats leaves the courtyard before the Zrika is disqualified, then it is puzzle. Lo yigiyaz man lotzes, because its time to leave has not yet come. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya from the following. Tony Levi, Sheirav Psul B'tziyasa. There was another place that was known right on the Temple Mount where they burned the stuff that, to which an invalidation happened after they exited the Azara. Raya Psul Yitzia. This is talking about the psul of leaving the Azara. Lo, psul tuma or psul lina. Maybe we're talking about the psul of tuma or lina. So we don't know necessarily that of the yitzia of leaving. What happens if the majority of the body, which includes a minority of one limb, has left the courtyard? Right. In other words, one of the animal's limbs is mostly inside and partially outside the Azara, and the minor part of the limb, which is outside, is needed to make up the majority of the animal that's exited. Without that piece of the limb, the portion of the animal that's outside the Azara would be less than the majority of the animal. To be assigned this minor part of the limb to the majority of the limb, which is still inside, and therefore we say it didn't go out yet. It goes according to the majority of the animal. So says the Gemara, Pshita Dolor Shafkin Ruba the Behemoth Vazina Basar Ruba Devarm. It's obvious that we don't forsake the majority of the animal and follow the majority of a limb instead. It doesn't work like that. Elish Yatza Chasil Barov Ever. One of those, the question is, where only half of the body went out with the majority of the limb, Haim Miyuta De Ever, about the minor part of this limb, which is inside the Azara, beep turn the page. Kufayam and Av. Basar Rov Ever Shadin Alei. Do we go according to the majority of the limb, which is outside, Vahanafiklei? And therefore, and the minor part of the limb is considered to have left the courtyard. Maybe go according to the behema. Teiku, the Gemara leaves that as a question. Rabbi Rav Huna Masila Begavri. He asks this question about a person. The Misaskin Bo Chamisha Bnei Adam. Question is, you have five people that are dealing with carrying out the body, the carcass. Venufkat Lasa, and three of them left. Upasha Lutre, and two of them are still there. My, what's it then? Basa Rob Misaskin Zin, we go according to the majority of the people. Or Basa Behema Zin, we go according to the animal. Teiku, that also we leave as a question. We're going to stop over here, my friends. I want to show you all a great, great day.